As we come nearly to the end of this month of August, the month of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, of the Assumption, we have this blessed feast on this day of the great doctor and father of the Church, St. Augustine of Hippo. St. Augustine was born of a wealthy Roman family that was colonizing in northern Africa, St. Monica and her husband, Patricius. He had a brother and a sister, and most of them, but not the father and not Augustine, were baptized in the Holy Catholic faith. When his father was about to die, he finally agreed to be baptized, and he was baptized, therefore, on his deathbed. And unfortunately, as happens throughout the ages, there are customs which are not very salutary. They're not against the law, but they're not salutary in any way, shape, or form. And many people were waiting until their last days, as did St. Constantine the Great, to be baptized. And of course, this is a very foolish thing to do, because we do not know if we're going to be conscious or if there's going to be any priest or bishop around when we are dying to baptize us, to hear our confession, to confirm us, etc. And so it is a very foolish custom, which the Church, of course, stamped out as soon as was possible. Now, St. Augustine, he went to school in Carthage, and there he fell in with the Manichaean heretics. And Manichaeans, of course, are dualists. They believe that everything that is spiritual is good and holy. Everything that is physical is evil and unholy. And so, of course, that causes a tremendous disparagement of the faith itself, because our Lord became physical. He became man for us. So was he evil? And of course, they said yes. So he fell into this horrible heresy, which later on would be brought back by the Albigensians, which St. Dominic fought with the rosary, and then, of course, by John Calvin and all his Protestant children, who are all children of the devil, too, because they do not believe the authentic Catholic faith. If God created it, it is good. It is what we do with it that makes the difference. So St. Augustine became a Manichaean. St. Monica, his mother, who had been praying for his conversion for many years, was in great distress, of course. And then she convinced him to go to Rome and to Milan to study rhetoric, the art of speech, of speaking, something that should be brought back again in this day and age. And it was there, she went up with him. Her husband had already died. And she went up to join him and to try to pray and persuade him to do the right thing. So she went with him to Milan, where she had already made acquaintance by letter with the great father of the Church, the Bishop of Milan, St. Ambrose. And he began to teach Augustine rhetoric, but in the rhetoric he also began to teach the catechism. Eventually, around the year 380, on the vigil of the Easter feast, St. Ambrose baptized St. Augustine. And then after that, he began to grow and grow and grow spiritually by leaps and bounds. He became a great defender, and he is known as the Doctor of Grace against the Pelagians, who said, we don't need grace to be saved. We can do it on our own without the help of God. And of course, there are those back and forth in the history of the Church, those who say that only grace will save us. Others say the opposite. Only our own efforts will save us. The Church says we, with our own efforts, succumbing to grace, will be saved, but not by ourselves. And so, but it is necessary that we be part of that salvation. It was at this time that St. Augustine coined the phrase, The God who created you without you will not save you without you. So both parts are necessary. He also became a great doctor of the Trinity, following St. Hilary of Poitiers and others, and continued to fight against Manichaeism and other heresies of his age. He was joined in this fight by, of course, St. Ambrose, St. Jerome, and other saints who collaborated with him, and of course, the Holy Father in Rome, who blessed him and appointed him Bishop of Hippo, and of course, eventually he became one of the greatest fathers of the Church. His autobiography is one of the great classics of the Church, and it should be read by all Catholics. And of course, the many books and letters that he penned also form part of the revelation of the Church. The fathers of the Church are part of the revelation. Unto the last father, the great doctor of the Church, Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. And so today we honor this doctor and also the founder of a community of monks, the canons regular of Saint Augustine, whose family has grown tremendously, both in the division of the men and the nuns, the cloistered Augustinian nuns who serve God in prayer and in the liturgy. May St. Augustine help us to fight the heresies of this day and age in which we live. And may he help us to restore the liturgy of the Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.